Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
So things are all crazy because Tim and Nika, they're absolutely in. No, Nika's not available, but she was like lightly available. We could have.
She was lightly available. Tim is literally on the couch upstairs watching Vikings right now.
Yeah.
But we didn't want it.
Yeah, but we were like, that doesn't make sense for our show.
Get out of here.
We have to do a special thing. And so that's why we're doing a special thing tonight.
Tim's watching Army Wives.
Exactly. I mean, Vikings is kind of Army Wives if you think about it in a certain way.
Okay. So, since things are a little strange and whatnot, I thought maybe I'd just run through really quick where we are, get everyone caught up.
Michael's like, okay, I know it's Bachman and Jennifer, so I need to tell them what's happening.
It's not accurate. It's been weeks and weeks.
Honestly, because I was looking at my notes, I'm like, damn, it's been like a while since I recorded, so I appreciate it.
Previously on Greetings Adventures.
This place is where it's going to collapse.
So how do you know that it's going to collapse?
Somebody has been digging tunnels.
More tunnels?
Yeah. We keep finding all this junk metal, and we need someone to take it away.
He points over to a side passageway, which is glinting with just chunks of theanite.
This is all property!
We would be happy to take this off of your hands.
You can call me Big Petey. All right, follow me this way.
We go.
And he brings you deeper into the mine. The tunnels are getting a little bit tighter as you go down deeper.
I don't like that.
And that's when you found the ladder.
I'll go down first, gang.
It seems like you've run into like another settlement down here.
Mm-hmm.
Like it seems like a place where people live. Like it looks very similar to the Knocker settlement up above, but no one ran out to greet you. And that's when the shaking started happening and the rumbling and the little, you know, the little like streams of dirt falling out of the rock above you and stuff like that all happened. And then there was a huge noise, like an explosion, and everything went black.
What happened? We were walking, and now we're on the ground. We went through a chute?
Yes. You and the one who smells like bacon were just sort of here.
Okay. Where's Celine and Drop Bear?
I don't know who those people are. I'm sorry, I can't help you.
I scramble over to my to Chuck and rouse him, shake him.
I'm dead. Am I dead?
You should meet our friend Screech. His family owns this mine.
Really? So where is he?
That's a great question, and I guess he's with Celine, and you'll find out in 2 weeks, maybe.
And now I'm going to need you both to make constitution saving throws.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I don't remember how to do that.
I got a 18.
Oh, my God. I got a 17.
I rolled well.
So, both of you, you're starting to wake up, and...
It's like, do I even, like, really remember, like, what was the last thing? I was walking, and then...
It is like, you woke up, and you're like, oh, shit, did I drink so much last... my head is killing me.
And you're like, I don't even remember who Drop Bear is.
I that's how far back my memory is fucked up.
And now, Celine can see in the dark, correct?
Yes, I can.
Now, how does that work exactly? Is that just, like, an always... you just can see in the dark?
Yes. So, as part of my sorceress origin, I have... a thing called Eyes of the Dark.
Okay.
You have dark vision out to 120 feet. You learn the darkness spell and can cast it with a spell slot, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, basically, as my specific sorcery type, I can see it.
Got it. So you realize that you are in pitch black and you are hanging upside down.
No.
You're dangling by your feet.
No.
You both of you wake are coming to at the same time.
Are all my like skirts and like stuff like up around my head?
No.
Oh, well, they're not.
No, you are completely naked.
No.
Both of us?
Yep.
Oh, no.
So it's Screech Echo is here. Because you're completely nude.
And, okay, so it's dark. It's fully dark.
It's
here,
fully dark.
Which means that I can see.
You can see.
Screech.
And you are impressed by my 2-inch flaccid, 1-inch hard dick.
Yeah, it's smaller.
A little tuna can.
So Celine like kind of like starts to come to, and she's like, oh, my head is killing me, and I'm like, oh, wait a second, it's because all the blood's in my head because I'm hanging here upside down.
Celine, is that you?
Yeah. And Celine like looks over briefly and then like covers her eyes and like is like kind of like only has her eyes like partway open. Yeah, you can't see anything, right?
I'm blind.
Oh, thank God. Okay, well, I mean, not thank God, but, maybe just feel around. I don't have clothes on, certainly. I'm not looking at you very hard, but I don't think you do either.
Oh, you saw my little boy dick, didn't you?
Anything I saw, I immediately purged it from my mind, and I am meditating right now so that I won't remember it.
It had a tiny drop air mask on it. Can you see what's holding us? Is it ropes?
Yeah, whatever, are we dangling from something?
Roll, give me a perception.
Okay. Well, I rolled a 1.
All right.
So I guess I can't see anything.
If you refuse to look, Bachman, give me a perception roll at disadvantage.
Okay.
Somehow Celine's gonna see baby boy dick.
5.
No.
As far as you can tell, your feet are somehow embedded into the raw stone. It's as if you are Luke Skywalker on the Hoth planet, except instead of ice, it is stone. If you're willing to open your eyes.
I am. I am willing to open my eyes.
I'm giving you the most basic.
Yeah.
You look around the room. You appear to be in a cave. Shocking, I know. It is a natural looking cave, although there is a cauldron in the corner, a very large cauldron.
Oh.
It's not lit, but there is some fresh wood underneath. There are also 3 knockers that are also suspended from the ceiling as well.
Oh no!
Yeah. They don't look so great. And there are bones scattered throughout the cave, and there's one particularly large pile of bones.
I was gonna ask if I could see into the cauldron, if there's anything in the cauldron.
I'm gonna say probably not, on account of your very bad roll.
Okay, not right now, but I would guess, considering the amount of bones scattered around in this room, probably not. I feel like whatever put us here wants us in that cauldron, if I had to guess.
And you do notice a pile of just, like, stuff as well.
Oh, just, like stolen items?
Which you recommend, you recognize, like, one of your boots.
Do you think if I were to break both my ankles, I could slide out of the rock?
I don't think you should do that just yet. I think, let's think. Actually, excuse me. And Celine waves over at the knockers that are attached to the ceiling.
Who are you talking to?
Not talking to either. I forgot. You can't see anything. There are some knockers in here with us. They're also attached to the ceiling. I'm hoping maybe they have more info. What's going on? Excuse me. Oh, right. Shit, I forgot. They don't speak our language. Okay. Okay, that seems like a bad sign. Well,
just then you hear a wet noise coming from one of the walls. Celine, you look over.
Uh-huh.
drop air, you don't see anything because you're blind.
Uh-huh. You just hear things.
I just hear wet noises.
You just hear this.
What's
like,
that?
You're like, is somebody making macaroni in a pot?
Wet ass cave wall.
And
that is a synonym for the same thing, actually.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You realize that the wall seems to be melting away, and this bestial-looking creature walks through the opening. It has a big beak, two big hooks for hands, and it seems to be some sort of strange creature. It goes over to the cauldron, and it clacks its two big hooks together, and sparks fly off. And the cauldron catches fire. You see the sparks.
Oh!
You see the room starting to light up. And then it sort of straightens up and slouches out, back out through the hole that it made.
Did you see that?
I just thought that's the only thing I saw.
And do you know what that is? Can I do like a nature check?
Mm-hmm.
I did bad. How's an 8 do? Oh, just kidding. It's a 7. I have plus 0 to nature.
You have no idea. It's some kind of crazy monster.
It's fucked up.
Celine, can you see our stuff anywhere?
Well, I can see some of our things. There's a whole huge pile of stuff. I guess it just, like, brings... It just takes the stuff from whoever it takes back here and throws it in a pile. I don't know if it's, like, selling it somewhere or what it's doing or if it's just going to be trash, but, I mean, it's yeah,
you can't,
it's the pile.
You can't reach it?
No, but I do have... Mage hand. So, I could slowly bring each thing from the file with my mage hand.
Now that the room has some light in it, go ahead and I'll have both of you give me another perception roll.
Okay.
Yes. 8.
I got a 13 for my perception.
So you definitely, you focus in on the pile and you see all your shit is there. You even see one bag. It's like a shoulder bag, that with a big L embroidered on it, and you recognize it as Lucy's bag.
Oh no. Oh, I think that Lucy's things were over there too. Do I see anything from Chuck or Rourke?
You don't.
Ah, shit. Well, okay. Okay, Screech, let me just talk out some different ideas that I have, because I feel like we should probably figure this out pretty quick before that thing comes back. So, I do have Mage Hand, so maybe I can bring Lucy's bag over here and figure out what's going on. Alternatively, I could maybe use a spell to try to release us from the cave ceiling. I don't know. What should we do?
I need you to listen very carefully.
Okay.
In that pile of stuff should be a utility belt, which is going to be very confusing to you. I have something to tell you, and you're going to be shocked, but...
Okay.
I am Drop Bear.
Yeah, I know that. We, like...
I know it's hard for you to hear. I've been living a lie for so long.
Zelie kind of scissors her mouth, just, like, kind of drop. But she's also upside down, so it looks really weird.
We may have to break my ankles.
I mean, I kind of want to now, because you're acting like I don't... You know what? Never mind. Can I cast Mage Hand?
Mm-hmm.
I cast it, and I would like to rustle around in the pile to try to find the utility belt.
You find Drop Bear's utility belt.
All right. I the Mage Hand brings it to him and shoves it towards him, like, especially trying to cover his whole deal, and Celine looks away again.
I put on the rest of the Drop Bear suit on my little boy dick.
Sorry, I'm also laughing now, thinking about Celine hanging upside down and her titties are just, like, in her face. This sucks. I assume I've just got, like, my arms, like, holding myself.
Everything you say from now on has to be muffled. You're motorboating yourself pretty hardcore.
I use my Mage Hand to hold my tits up. To keep him from dropping into my face.
They got anything in that utility belt that could help me, Michael?
Hey, man, this is your utility belt, not mine.
Well, now that he's got it, can I also still use the Mage Hand to grab Lucy's bag?
Sure.
Okay. I would like to grab it, and I would like to see what's in there.
Oh, what are in thieves' tools, real quick?
I mean, it's meant to just be lockpicks.
I would argue that my thieves' tools are different only because I misunderstood what safe cracking was. I thought it was physically cracking it.
Safely.
So you're like, do I have a chisel in here?
Do I have a chisel in my tools, Michael?
Sure, you've got a chisel and a little mallet.
All right, I start working on it.
You hit, you go tink tink, and it's like boom. It like sounds like a bomb going off. It's so loud, it's so quiet in here.
Am I any closer to being freed though?
You're making progress.
It's effective. Okay.
Yeah, you're making progress.
The thing is, so I'm looking at my spells, and I feel like I'm for sure going to injure myself if I try to, like, do, like, shocking grasp. I'm just, like, shock myself,
mm-hmm.
Do firebolt, and set my feet on fire. I want to see what's in Lucy's bag, see if there's anything interesting.
Okay, there's just a bunch of crap in there. You know, you've got your black lipstick. You've got your, I don't know, I'm not good at coming up with things.
Keep in mind, everything in there is upside down, so if you don't know what it is, flip it over.
That's true. Oh, now I get it.
But there's also, like, a little pink pony as well. Yeah.
Does it do anything when I touch it? Is it magic?
Yeah, its little hooves go clop clop.
Oh, this is cute, but not helpful at all. Cool.
But roll d20 to see if you find something useful.
Okay. 9.
So you find like a little thing that looks like a little mini jackhammer, which you're pretty sure is going to work, but it's going to be wicked loud, and it's probably going to hurt a little bit.
Okay. And probably we don't want to be super loud because we don't want to alert the creature.
Louder than the noise I'm already making, Michael? Or
I mean, you know, maybe. Slightly louder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, definitely louder than the noise I'm already
making. Okay. So Selene's just kind of like, do I cast? Okay. I don't know if this is going to do anything at all, but I'm going to try it. I would like to cast Firebolt. Like, at the ceiling, near my feet. Not, like, on my feet, but right beside it. So, yeah.
That's an attack roll, right?
Yeah, that's a spell attack, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and roll that.
16.
You blast your feet, and suddenly you feel yourself falling.
Oh, shit.
And you freed yourself. You roll either an athletics or an acrobatics.
Okay. Oh, my God. 8 for acrobatics.
All right, you're going to take 1 hit point of falling damage as you fall awkwardly.
Ouch. I assume I was, like, twisting in the air, and I, like, came down, like, flat on my back and, like, knocked the wind out of me. And also, I'm nude.
You are nude.
So I immediately, like, I am in pain, and so I'm dazed for a second. Mm. But I very quickly scramble over to the pile to look if my clothes or any clothes are in there while I'm still, like...
Yeah, you can find your clothes.
Okay. Oh, I put them back on.
One of Dropair's feet is free.
Oh, no.
You chipped one of them loose.
Wait, let me try to get your other one out. I think I can do it again.
Okay.
I want to shoot Firebolt near Dropair's feet.
And keep in mind, I'm hanging by a single leg, so I'm, like, as exposed as I'm ever going to be. Please aim carefully.
I'm going to try my best.
Oh, please roll a 1. Was it a 1? Was it a 1?
No, it wasn't a 1. I got a 10 total. A 10 total.
Yeah, that's not that bad.
Might lose a couple ball hairs.
Yay, you're welcome.
You blast it, and it seems like nothing happens. Drop air, you're just like, all right, I guess I'll keep chiseling. And you go to start again, and then the rock gives way, and you also fall. Roll athletics or acrobatics.
13.
You superhero land on the ground somehow.
Ow! Really, really smash up that knee. I also look for clothing.
You find it. You find all your gear.
Okay, I put it on.
You guys are putting your gear on?
Yeah, we like put our gear on. We're like facing like away from each other, like very awkwardly, I imagine.
That is the correct visual. From above you, you hear.
Shit.
I do not want to be listening to that as we try and find our way out of this cave.
Yeah, so I guess we should...
You start hearing liquidy, melty sounds again.
Oh, shit. Can I hide behind the cauldron? Is it, like, in the corner?
Is that the only exit out of this room? Like, the little...
Yeah, there's no other exit.
Okay.
Oh, actually, he left it open. He left it open.
So he came back to shut the door?
Or he's just liquidy. He just sounds like that.
You just hear his footsteps.
Okay. Are there, like, pillars, things that we could possibly hide behind?
There is a cauldron. There's a pile of junk and bones.
How big of a pile?
Pretty big. It's pretty big.
Maybe we hide in the pile.
You could definitely hide in that pile.
Well, we're both hiding in the bone pile, yes.
Okay.
Just to see, like, what's happening, and we can whisper to each other what to do.
Roll stealth.
Yeah. I live to roll stealth. 17.
I got 12.
Okay, so you hide in the pile of bones and other junk, and this thing comes in the room, and it goes... When it sees that you all are missing.
It's pissed.
And it's like... And it grabs one of the knockers. It actually pokes each of the knockers. It pokes the first one, and it's like... And it pokes the second one, and it's like... And it pokes the third one, and it doesn't really make a noise, and it just grabs that one and throws it in the pot.
Oh, no!
And its back is to you as it is apparently cooking away.
I don't feel like that's our problem.
Well, I mean, but also he's distracted right now, and I feel like we should try to attack him now before he realizes we're here in the bones.
I mean, does this thing look pretty beefy?
It's pretty beefy, but... You know,
so Celine, I mean, I realize that I'm a very brave hero, but every time that I've rushed in to fight one of these big monsters, I've been put in my ass. I've almost died like 3 times now. I think I'm learning to be a little more cautious.
I mean, I'm a magic user, so I'm pretty weak. I don't feel great about leaving these guys behind, but...
We'll come back for them someday.
Oh, yeah. But also the problem is, how are we going to sneak out of here without him seeing us?
Good stealth rolls?
I could try to cast darkness on him and it's magical, so a creature with dark vision can't see through it. And non-magical light can't illuminate it, and then we could just run. Yeah, I'm going to try to do that. I would like to try to cast darkness. So it basically it fills a 15-foot radius, so I just want it like centered on the creature.
Okay. All right, so you cast darkness on it?
Yes. And I think it just does...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I cast darkness.
Okay. You cast darkness, and then you hear, like, a hissing sound from inside of the darkness.
Go, 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 let's go, let's go!
Darkness isn't just on one creature, it's just everything?
No, it's a 15-foot radius, like, around a specific spot.
Okay, so you gotta tell me where to go, I can't see anything.
But we shouldn't be...
No, you're not in the darkness.
We're not in it. No, I put it on him, where he is.
Okay, never mind, like, I don't know why I said that, let's go!
Scramble out.
We scurry. We gotta grab as much of our stuff and other stuff of people we know as possible.
Yeah.
It's like an armload. You probably drop a couple of things. It's fine.
It's mostly just your stuff. It was the Lucy bag was actually a sort of random thing.
Okay. But we grabbed the rest of our items. And it, other than that, is it mostly bones?
It's mostly bones. There's a lot of, you know, there's some stuff that, but it's all stuff from knockers and they're mostly, you know,
it's like,
trash.
It's a loincloth.
Yeah, exactly. So unfortunately, this thing uses its ears to see.
No! Oh my god!
And as you run for the entrance, it steps in front out of the darkness and in front of you.
Dang it!
Is that going to be an initiative roll?
Yeah, that makes sense. I was like, there's no way we're getting out of this easy. Just run away immediately.
I'm not even making that up. That's real. I'm using a monster here from the monster manual.
Everybody just remember, you can have all the initiative in the world. If you roll a 1, it doesn't do you much good. I got an 11.
I got a 16.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of radiant mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of HIMS? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with HIMS, I don't have to. Through HIMS, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the arch-lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that, of course, includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted HIMS subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at HIMS.com/greetings. That's HIMS.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
Okay, it is pretty slow. And Celine, you're up first. And you do still have Lucy's bag, too. I will remind you.
Okay, I mean, well, I feel like the jackhammer thing might come in handy, potentially. But right now, I gotta go for a fireball, right? And what is this creature again? Did you say what it was?
I didn't say what it was.
You didn't say what it was, okay.
The big monster with big hooks.
With claw, with hook hands?
It's very horrible.
Does it have like a carapace? Is it in the like crab family or a different kind of creature?
I need it to turn around to tell you. It does kind of look like it would have one, in fact.
Okay.
It's got the torso of an enormous beetle, but its head looks more like a vulture's.
Okay. Well, regardless, I feel like, I'm going to guess it doesn't like fire, I hope. So I would like to cast Firebolt at it.
Came in here and it lit one.
I'm going to do it that way I know. That,
do it.
Because it's my most powerful one. So I'm going to try, and if it doesn't work, then now I know. I have got to stop rolling like garbage, though. Oh, I'm rolling bad. That is 14.
A 14 just hits.
Okay. 7 fire damage.
You blast him.
Yeah!
He goes, rah!
Is he wearing clothes?
Nope. He's naked.
Damn it. I wanted his clothes to catch on fire, but hitting his nude bod is also good. And then I'm gonna, I want to push him back 5 feet if I can.
Do it.
Telekinetic shove. Drink save.
You push his ass.
Hell yeah.
Drop air.
How tall is this thing?
It's large, so I think it's like 7 feet tall, 8 feet tall.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can still, I could probably still get up to his ears. I want to attack his ear specifically.
Okay.
That's a good idea, actually.
How are you attacking his ear?
With my claws.
All right.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to get hops, but it's a 20 total.
That's going to hit.
And like, well, we get 2 ears?
Yeah, it's got like a vulture head, essentially, but it's got little ears.
Does any animal have more than 2 ears?
That's a great question.
Because some animals have more than one eye, or like more than 2 eyes.
They have so many eyes. No one ever has 50 ears.
They should.
The second attack is going to be 22. So I want to do like a leap. I'm going to try and stab from both. I really want to take out these ears.
Okay.
Fuck these ears.
Yeah. No, these ears are going to have a bad day.
All right. Well, you hit very well.
Okay. Let's see. First attack is going to do 13 damage. It's a sneak attack.
Nice.
Oh, my God. The second one is going to do 5 to the other side. Nice. I realize that they don't have health pools for individual body parts in fifth edition.
Explode each
year. But just to give you an idea of how hard I'm hitting these things.
Just to give you an idea of how hard you hit this thing, it is now blinded.
Yes!
Oh, like ear blinded?
It's ear blinded.
Okay.
If only there was a word.
only there was a word for
it. Does it use it like bats? Is that the...
It has echo... It specifically has echolocation.
Okay, okay.
And it also actually specifically says that it can't use its blind sight while deafened.
Hell yeah.
Nice job, nice job, nice job. Sick.
Okay, it flails wildly. One hook at each of you, but with disadvantage because... So the first one is going at Celine.
Don't hook me.
And ooh, it's still okay. 13. Does a 13 hit?
Ah, it does.
All right, that's going to be 11 piercing damage.
Ow!
Watch out!
I imagine it's like slashing my like dress. Is it going to be like that scene in Zorro where, you know what I'm talking about? It was a very formative scene for me where it does zzzz on the dress and it falls down.
There's been enough nudity in this episode.
Yeah, too much nudity. Let's hope that doesn't happen. It's just like artful slashes.
It's artful. And then there's a 14 coming at Drop Air. Does that hit?
It meets.
It meets and it beats. 11 piercing damage.
This thing's gotta go.
Yeah, we gotta go. It's blind.
Get out of here.
We can just leave.
But it knows that you're in it. I mean, it'll get rolled, but they'll just have disadvantage.
Well, it won't against me.
Huh?
Because I can disengage or whatever.
Oh, okay. So
but you're gonna leave me behind?
Listen.
Well,
it'll get a roll against you, but I mean, what are the chances it gets above a 13 twice?
Pretty good.
When it has +6 to hit.
No! Screech, don't leave me!
I don't. We both just got hit. I've got 24 HP. We both got hit for, 11? You got hit for 11, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's a lot.
It is a lot.
And I don't feel like we can survive. Like, you could survive another hit. If you were to take that opportunity attack, I think, but then we can leave.
Yeah, yeah, that's... You're not wrong. Okay.
But what if there are more?
Then we'll die later.
If they just, yeah, like we escape from this one and then like another one comes out that's like, that's my husband.
Dad?
Yeah, after we kill it and then it kills us.
Look. The Monster Manual has infant versions of this creature.
No! Okay, now I'm like envisioning the world where we killed it, and then the little ones crawl out like, Daddy!
Alright, so it's Celine's turn.
Oh.
This thing is blinded.
If it's blinded, I do... Bogman, I think you're right. I think we need to...
No matter what you choose to do, I'll run on my next turn.
I think Celine like turns to like look at Screech and is like, we can't do this. We have to go.
That's what I've been saying.
All right, let's do it. Let's go.
All right, so you're running for it?
I think so. Yeah, okay. I kind of run through the squish.
All right, so it is going to take a swipe at you. It does have disadvantage.
Okay.
Now I rolled the first roll is a 17, which would hit.
Yeah.
Second roll is a 1. I rolled a 1, so it missed.
Okay, so in my mind, I imagine it was like a very like close, like it reaches out with its claw and it just barely like...
Right, swings right over your head as you're going by him.
Yeah.
As you're like rolling past him.
Yeah, and Celine lets out a horrid shriek, but she's still running. And I imagine that like I am like grabbed on to Screech. Like I have like the back of his shirt like in my hand so he can't run away from me.
Unfortunately, we're still in combat, so you can't can't.
What?
No, you can't bring him with you. He's gotta go on his own turn.
Okay, well I'm running.
So you run out and you go about 20 feet and then there's a fork. You can go either right or left. And you're only going to be able to go, 10 feet down that whatever direction that is. But
I'm going to go, and they look this, and I'm assuming they look the same to me. It's just,
there seems to be a larger room down the right, but down, you can't tell on the left.
I'm going to go left.
Okay.
That's what I do.
All right. Then we go to Drop Bear. Unfortunately, this monster has already used its reaction, so it can't attack you when you leave.
Oh, sick. Okay, because I was gonna chance it and use dash instead of disengage, but now I can just do that. So that's double my movement, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm going to haul ass. I'm going to probably fly past Celine.
I guess I should have mentioned that you could either move further or you can do an action or whatever, because you just use your movement, Celine.
Oh. Can I cast mage armor on myself?
Sure.
Yeah, okay, now I have mage armor, which at least will make my AC 15 instead of 12.
Nice.
I'll take it.
That's a great idea. Okay, so Drop Air, you come running out into the hall. You see a fork. Roll perception.
Yeah, is it dark in the hall?
Oh, it is dark in the hall, isn't it?
But can I like hear him running?
Yes.
So like, screech!
So disadvantaged perception rolls 11.
You hear Celine. You come up to where Celine is, and there is another fork. You can go right or left.
Yeah, I'm gonna go left again.
You're left again?
Yeah.
Okay. You come into what appears to be some sort of storage-y kind of area. There's a few pieces of food and whatnot. There's, I don't know, maybe some bedding or something. Things like that.
I take a long rest. But quietly!
No!
But you
that
don't
thing's
see
blind. It can't find me.
But you don't see any other exits. So it seems to be a dead end.
Okay.
So you can either search this room or you could probably go back to where Celine is.
Yeah, I'll search it. I mean, you're in a room. You might as well search it.
All right. Roll investigation.
17.
You note that the floor in the sort of south area looks a little dodgy, which is amazing for you to be able to see that in the dark. I don't know how you're searching in this room.
I mean, I'm probably crawling around on the floor, like, touching. That's the thing. That's the thing is, like, the fact that I even got into this room is amazing. Because I'm running full speed, completely blind in the dark. So I'd say that probably once I realize that I can't see anything anymore, I'm down on the ground trying to find my way around.
But I imagine you doing it, like, very, like, fast and haphazardly, so it all happens in the six-second turn. You're just like, like, knocking shit over.
Yeah, that's how I notice squishy ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so roll acrobatics to see if you fall in this hole or not.
Oh, no.
21!
Okay, you roll back as the floor collapses away from you.
Crawling around on the floor.
Yes.
Probably crying.
He's pissing himself. He's gonna have to get a new costume after this.
Yeah.
All right. So you are you heading? What are you doing?
Also, sorry. I'm imagining Celine is just hearing like the worst ruckus. Down
yeah. You hear a big weird crumbly noise.
Screech! Screech! Are you okay?
Yeah. Celine, you hear footsteps coming from behind you.
Okay.
So you can go west, which is where the ruckus is happening. You can go south, which is where the footsteps are coming from. Or you can go east, which is, you don't know what's there.
I think that Celine just makes like a panic decision of going east because definitely don't want to go towards the footsteps. And going towards the rumble seems bad too. and she just doesn't even really think about it. She's just like, I'm going over here.
Wait, the rumbles are because the floor collapsed in the room I'm in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're leaving me!
Celine panics and she feels a little bit bad about it, but she's like, he'll figure it out. He'll come find me.
Okay, you make it about 20 feet, and there is there's three branching paths.
No! This is too many. I can't make this many choices. I have to do three.
Yeah, there's basically north, northeast, and southeast.
I'm going to pick the middle one.
Okay.
Or should I pick... Yeah, I'm going to pick the middle one. Oh, is Screech going to be able to find me now?
Hard to say.
I'm just going to keep... I'll have to find him, because I'm the only one that can see in the dark.
I'll just put my hand on the left wall and keep walking until
I... Well, see, that's why I was like, maybe I should take the left, but I already went down... Actually, no, I will... Let me take the left one, because I feel like that's what we've been doing. And, like, yes, I am on the right side, but I feel like he'll... Like, we've been picking the left.
Yeah, so, always yeah, gonna... choose C on multiple choice.
Exactly!
You head down the left tunnel, and it's actually almost starting to look familiar. Like, there, you see a beam that looks like it was, you know, put in place by a miner.
Okay.
But up ahead of you, there is a sizable, like, a 15-foot gap in the ground, and there is a notably smaller but still dangerous looking creature with hooks on its hands.
No, the baby!
Imagine if we had to fight the big guy and this guy, though.
It would have been bad. It would have been bad. Does the baby see me?
Mm-hmm.
Can I attack it?
You can. You absolutely can.
Then I'm gonna go for a firebolt again.
You're gonna blast that guy?
Listen, it's treating me right tonight. Except for when I roll like shit. That's 14.
That's...
Yay, okay.
Kill it. Kill the baby.
Ooh, I got 10 fire damage.
It screeches in rage. Drop bear, you are...
I prefer you used a different term.
What's that?
It didn't screech.
Oh, sorry about that. Screech.
Drop bear, yeah.
Yeah, you're all alone in the dark.
I drop a pebble down this hole.
You don't hear anything.
Well, I'm not going down there, but okay, so I searched around this room and all I found was this hole, but there's not like anything that I could use to make like a small fire or anything? Like a little torch?
You can make a little torch.
Okay, I make a little torch.
I think you may like, you probably have a torch.
I'll be damned, I have a torch. Okay, I'll light it.
Okay, you appear to be in a room.
Do I hear any of the footsteps still or have they gone?
The footsteps, yeah. I mean, well, that's, yeah.
They coming closer or are they moving away?
At this point, it's too confusing. Because, yeah, Celine running around. You can roll another perception.
No, I'll just go back the way I came.
Okay.
Cautiously.
Okay. You'll come to that fork, and then you'll hear those footsteps coming, and that's where Celine went northeast. And then...
And I hear the... So I hear the footsteps coming from the south?
You hear the footsteps coming from the south, and I think that you'll probably be able to get to that sort of three-pronged fork there, and... You look up ahead and you see that it appears that Selene is doing battle with another monster.
Yeah, I get up there. As close as I'm allowed.
Okay. Alright, this horrible monster attacks Selene with its many hooks.
No!
How many?
Two.
Too many!
First roll's a 7.
Yeah! That doesn't do anything.
The second roll is a 13.
And that doesn't do anything either because of my
mage. You got your mage armor.
Good thing I've donned it.
All right. Well, Celine, you're up.
I hate to be boring, but it fucking works. I'm going to do firebolt again. It's just too fun to shoot fire. That is a 15.
That hits.
6 fire damage. And I'm going to shove it. I'm going to shove it also.
Where are you shoving it? Because there's a giant hole.
Oh, I'm definitely shoving it towards the hole.
The baby in the hole.
Oh, the baby in the hole.
All right. It is right up against the edge of the hole now. Draw bear. You are up.
Oh, I want to push. Yeah, I got a shove action.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
I mean, I think everybody does. I think
I feel like we're working together as if this is a volleyball and I was the center for you and now you're going to fucking spike it down into the hole.
Just come up here and spike this bitch.
Yeah, let me spike this fucker into the hole. Playing with the boys.
Roll for it.
Do I have to roll for a shove?
Of course.
Let me see. A special melee attack. What do I roll for a special melee attack? Because I don't get my weapon bonus, do I?
You wouldn't get like a +1 because of your claws. But...
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Like, because what do I...
It would be the same as your claws, but without the +1.
Oh, I see. So it'd be +5.
So... Because you're shoving him, you'd be adding your strength.
Oh, except that I use my dex for attacks. My strength is -1.
Right. Right. Yeah, why don't we say you trip him instead? I like this so much better. Let's do it.
Okay. God damn it. Wait a minute. So, first I rolled by clicking that little short sword button, which is like the +1. And I got a 12, so an 18 total. But then we're like, you know, and we reconfigured, and then I clicked the little +5 button, and I got a nat 1. And I feel like I fucked myself.
Sometimes it happens, you know?
Yeah, you go running in, and you're like, I'm gonna blast this guy, bump set spike bitches, and you just come to a dead stop as you, like, smash into this guy. He goes nowhere.
No.
Michael, I appreciate it because it would have been so easy for you to say that instead of tripping him, I trip and myself go in the hole.
That would be fun.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Ow!
He swings, he swings his hooks at you.
Wait, no, because I've got a bonus action still.
Oh.
It's another shove!
Wait, hold on. What's the disengage action actually let me do? Does it let me move? Oh, that just means your movement doesn't provoke opportunity attacks. But if I were to say, yeah, disengage is my bonus so that I can use the rest of my movement to get out of his arms, out of hook range.
Okay. Oh, you move out of hook range? Okay.
Hopefully.
He comes charging after you. He does move away from the edge, which is good for him.
I wanted to kick him down in that hole so bad.
The first roll sucks. It's an 8. The second roll is a 20 to hit.
That hits.
5 piercing damage.
Ouch.
Okay. Celine.
Okay. So he's how far from the hole now?
Yeah, he's probably like, I mean, he's as far as, he's probably like 30 feet, right?
Oh! Okay, Celine sees the situation and is like, oh! And I'm gonna try to do the firebolt again. Oh my god, every time I roll it's worse. 12 to attack.
Lucy's bag looks up at you and is just like, right here. Cool stuff in
there. Okay, so Celine like goes to like do her spell and it's like, like I imagine like a little puff of smoke comes out. So Celine, in a panic, because I'm assuming the creature has like seen me try to do it and is like making eye contact with me, like, hey bitch.
Mm-hmm.
So I pull out the tiny jackhammer and I just go running towards it.
Okay.
Or are there other things in the bag? Or
there's
is
so
that...
many things. There's endless things in the bag.
Oh, had access to. Can I look in the bag again?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, does she got like flash bombs and shit?
She got all kinds of shit.
Oh my god. Why did I look in here again? Is there like...
So roll. Yeah, roll. Yeah, roll.
Oh, got it. I rolled. Okay, got it. A 6.
Alright. You dig around and you're not sure. You feel something kind of slimy and you feel another thing that is kind of fuzzy and wiggling a little bit. Which one of these two things would you like to grab?
Fuzzy and wiggling versus slimy.
Mm-hmm.
Fuzzy and wiggling.
All right. You pull from the bag what appears to be a tiny figurine, but it's moving a little bit, and it's fuzzy. And it appears to be, at first you're like, it's a little dog. But what the fuck? It's got weird eyeballs. It's got like all these eye stalks coming out of its head.
So, okay.
And then you just feel this urge to throw it at the monster.
Yeah, I feel like the second that I like grasp my hands on it, it's like my arm is already like revving back to throw it.
Yeah.
So I just freaking let it go.
You throw it, and as you throw it, it begins to grow, and it turns into a real creature.
Okay.
This appears to be some sort of dog. But
okay.
Covering its skull are a bunch of eye stalks coming off of it, which is when you realize that you just witnessed your first beholder doodle.
That's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Oh, well, I've always wanted a pet.
And it snarls and attacks this creature.
Yeah!
And actually, I think the creature, having seen it, is so terrified that it turns and runs.
Oh, okay.
Wow. It is also about to die anyway, because you guys have almost killed it.
Yes.
Yeah, it goes running off, and the beholder doodle chases it off. And you're just left with a 15-foot gap in between you and safety.
Oh, okay. So it's just a 15-foot hole in the ground we have to cross? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know how you're going to cross this. I don't have plans for you.
Okay.
You just have to figure it out.
I got to look at the jump action in 5e again.
Oh, wow. I don't think I can jump.
Isn't it based on your strength?
Jumping. When you make a long jump, you cover a number of feet up to your strength score. Oh. All right. It's 8 feet.
What would Drop Bear do in this situation?
I have an idea that could potentially work for both of us, maybe. So I'm assuming we have rope, like, on our persons somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So what if I use, so we tie it to one something secure on this end, and I use my mage hand to take it to the other side, the rope, so that we can scurry across.
Like a grappling hook?
Yeah, you have grappling hooks, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, he's got one, doesn't he, Michael?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, we shoot it off.
Yeah, I guess we just do that.
you shoot it off.
Instead of shooting it, I'm just like, here, take this end.
And then the mage hand carries it across.
And they carries it across and jams it into the ceiling or something.
Yeah.
I do think that maybe the mage hand helps stabilize it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you guys can swing across heroically.
Like Tarzan style?
Right. But you will have to make athletics and or acrobatics roll.
Okay. Oh, dice, be nice to me right now, okay?
I want to give you advantage, though, because I feel like you did a great job with your hands and hooks and whatnot.
Oh, I rolled very well anyway.
11.
I got a 20 total.
Okay, so Celine takes Drop Bear in her arms and swings yes! across.
I am the Tarzan and you are the Jane.
And you make it across, and you realize that, like, that this is not far from the mine, like the actual mine that you recognize. And you're able to escape to safety.
Wow.
And to the end of the episode.
Wow.
Did it.
Man, I feel like Screech and Celine, we really had an experience together today. We saw each other's nude bodies, and
you learned my secret identity.
For the very first time, I learned his secret identity. I carried you across the abyss.
It's beautifully done.
We both cowardly ran our asses out of a room and left several knockers to die. It was really a bonding experience.
But you found a bottomless hole.
Yeah.
You found...
Yeah, we're going to need to remember that later. There was a bottomless hole.
A beholder doodle.
Hey, so we need to hide a body? Like, what do we need that hole for?
You never know.
All right. Well, gosh, this is where normally Tim takes over.
Oh, right. But I... Yeah, so actually... I'm in charge of the drawing this time.
Oh, damn.
So one last chance to get your freaking giveaway entry in. Hashtag party.
Party.
Partying, partying, yeah.
This is going to be the week the Geekly Inc. wins.
It's going to happen.
We're dividing by zero, bitch.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to draw the entrant. I've never done this before. I feel very powerful right now.
It's scary.
Hold on. Announce as drawn entrants. Did I do it right?
You did it.
K_Wyrick. And they're in here all the time. And they won the dice.
That's awesome.
Congratulations.
Fantastic.
Number 69 won. Hell yeah.
They've won stuff before. But I don't know if they've won dice.
Sometimes people are just lucky.
You know, when you come to so many of our streams, you're gonna win stuff.
That's right. And I know Tim tells you you're not gonna win. You might win twice.
Why does he do it? Doesn't that scare people away?
Yeah.
I know he wants them to buy the dice.
I think he just wants the fear. He wants everyone to have that anxiety that they're not gonna get it.
Why?
He's a hateful man.
That seems mean. All right, so thank you, Die Hard Dice. They have generously donated a code for us yet again to give away. If you want to be in on these code giveaways, you can join us every Tuesday at 8:47 p.m. Eastern at twitch.tv/geeklyinc, because that's where we stream these things. What else? If you want to buy your own dice because you didn't win, then you can go to dieharddice.com and use the offer code DRAGONS, and that will give you 15% off of your order. I think I did that right.
Hell yeah.
And thank you again to Die Hard Dice. The Dragon Arena dice are super gorgeous. If you haven't seen them, those are our special dice. I don't know if they're still available because maybe they sold out, but hot damn, are they cool.
But there are also many beautiful dice at dieharddice.com. Yes, yes, so yes. If they're out of those, there are many good options.
Yes. Check them out. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. We're at D&D Podcast. And I'm at Thrifty Nerd. You can also check out my crafting stream, which up to 756 subscribers. So thank you all. Please join me at YouTube.
Hell yeah!
YouTube.com/ThwiftyQuafts.
I will speak on behalf of my husband. You can follow Tim at Tim Lanning on Twitter. You should listen to his Naruto podcast, Naruto Review-to. And you should also listen to the podcast that Tim and I do together called Tribulation Farce, wherein we are reading the Left Behind books. You don't have to read them. Please don't. they're very weird and bad. I was reading and doing notes for another section today, and we get into the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse.
Whoa.
And the different judgments of the, you know, tribulations. So it's good stuff. You're gonna love it.
Good shit.
You can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek. And yeah, that's me.
You can find Nika at Nika_Howard on Twitter and other things on other places. I believe she has a link tree, so check that out. Check out that, and you can find her spicy site and everything else.
Linka's Neek Tree.
You can find me and my little boy Dick at the Mike Bachman. also doing Game Crimes at Game Crimes Pod on Twitter, twitch.tv/Game Crimes. We do a stream after the Gap stream every week. Doing one tonight, where you can catch it on YouTube if you're listening to this later, but playing the Star Fox Exploration Showcase mod. It started off as a mod to just add a couple of levels to Star Fox for Super Nintendo, and it ended up being way more than that. Come check it out.
And Tim has rebooted Castle Thrones, so check that out too.
He has, yeah. And I will say, I promised that I would come on for the last episode, and I did not want to, but I actually have been enjoying this.
Now you're in.
Once I got past the first episode, when I was like, whatever, I don't know what this is, the wigs are bad. I'm kind of into it again now, so it's got me again.
Someday, maybe I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, gosh, thank you, everybody. Unless I've forgotten stuff, until next week, keep it dicey.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.